With his friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We saw Tosfos in Seches Bava Metzia, Yud Amud Beis. Theva Maschil Damar Lisur Kaddish Lisha Grusha. And we saw the first teretz of Tosfos holds that even if we don't say Shlich L'Dvar Aveira, that even if Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira, that's only as far as being Mischayv and the Aveira is concerned. But the Kedusha Marchal, we want to understand, how could it be? V'ein shlichot v'aravera, how are the kedushin chal? There's no shlichos, so the kedushin should be off. So that's, we saw Reb Shimon Shkop, and we saw a number of kashas on Reb Shimon. Zecher tzadik v'kadosh l'vracha. Zecher tzadik v'goin v'kadosh l'vracha. And now we're going to see the approach of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Agon HaGadol, Rabbi Abba Berman Zatzal, who was affectionately known in the mirror as Einstein. Because he was a Zagain. When he was 14 years old, he knew all the Rabbeinu Chananel's Mila Mila Baal Peh of all the yeshivas and mesechtas, Gittin, Kedushin, Bavitziah, Bokam, Abasi. He knew all the Rabbeinu Chananel's Baal Peh when he was 14. So we're talking about a pretty good head. So this is in his Shiur Yonah Talmud, one of my favorite, this set of Sfarim. So he explains as follows. I read his Lashon. I don't know if it's his Lashon. I think it's Talmidim wrote this farm. When we talk about relating the Maisa Shliach to the Mishalech, there are two different dinim. You first relate to the Maisa. Does the Maisa relate back to the Mishalech? And also the Gavra. Is it as if the Gavra did it? As you look at the Maisa, and you look at the Gavra, those are the two aspects, two dinim. The Yesh din b'ha Maisa, shekevin shechol b'ha Maisa, shenase b'tzivu shel ha-mishaleach. Chol b'ha Maisa, shemesiach yisel ha-mishaleach. It's a little bit of a cumbersome lashon over here. U'ma shenoge ala Maisa, ha-vikilu nasa, ha-idei ha-mishaleach. So, there's one din of the Maisa, that the question is the Maisa mesiach is to the mishaleach? The Maisa itself. That's all with regard to the Maisa. When we talk about the Gavra, this din isn't effective to make it as if he did the Maisa. The second din is in the Gavra. If you just talk about the Maisa, so you say the Maisa is Mesiach is back to the Mishaleach, but you don't say that the Gavra did this Maisa. And that comes the second din, that the Maisa that was done through the Shliach based on the Tzivu of the Shemaleach relates to the previous Tzivu. In other words, in Hilchos Shlichus, we consider it as if the Mishaleach did a Maisa. He did an Asiyah. What's the Asiyah? The Tzivui. And then afterwards, what he was mitzava, what he commanded, was done through the Shliach. And therefore, it relates back to the Gavra, because it's considered his Maisa. The Gavra did this Maisa. The first, you look at the Maisa, and you say, this Maisa relates back to the Mishaleach. That's when you're looking at the Maisa. But that's not enough. We don't consider it. You're right, the Maisa relates back to the Mishaleach, but we don't consider it as if the Mishaleach actually did the Maisa. The Maisa relates to the Mishaleach, but didn't actually do the Maisa. When do you consider him that he did the Maisa? So that's when you have the second din, the din in the Gavra, that the Gavra did the Maisa. And when he gave this Tzivui, so that Tzivui was like his Asiyas HaMaisa. And afterwards, when it was done, then we consider it as if he did it. And you know what it's like? It's like Isho Mishum Chitzov. It's like your arrow that you shoot. It's like when you spread fire, so the guy who spread the fire originally, it's considered like his arrow. It's like he shot an arrow. So even though after the arrow left the bow, he's no longer in control of it, but since he was the one who let it fly in the first place, it belongs to him. He's got to own this. He's got to own this chetz, this fire. So too, this gavra is considered as if he did this maisa. That's the din in the gavra, if we consider as if the gavra did the maisa. So again, there's the maisa being misiachis back to the mishalech, relating back to the mishalech, but that's not enough to consider as if mishalech actually did the maisa. For that you need the second din on the gavra, that it's the gavra's maisa. So those are the two aspects, says Hagain Agadol, Rabbi Abba Berman. Those are the two. I'm very similar to him, because I'm also an Abba, Baruch Hashem, I'm zochah to have children, and I'm Erman, so Abba Erman, Abba Berman. So, or Rebbe, he's a Rav, I'm not, he's Talmid Chacham, I'm not, so, small difference, right? I remember there's a story of, I forget who it was, but somebody once came into the house of a Rav, and Baal Tshuva, somebody wasn't yet from, or was becoming from, and saw a picture, I think it was Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, but it really doesn't matter, put a picture of some gadol on the wall, and asked, who's that? So, the person there, the Rav, answered, it's a very rare species, an endangered species. There are very few of them around. It's called a human being. So he wasn't implying that others aren't human beings, but when we talk in Musar about a Tzuras Adam, the true form of what a human being is supposed to be, there really aren't that many, unfortunately, what we're supposed to be. So it's a rare endangered species, a human being. So that's what we have to strive for, to have the good tzuras adam. So I can say that the one other difference between me and Rabbi Abba is that he was a human being. I unfortunately nimshol kebehemos nidmu, unfortunately. So you have to work on myself, which says in the pasuk, ayir pera adam yivaleid. So a man is born a wild donkey. So from the ayir pera, from the wild donkey, adam yivaleid, says the Alter Mikelmi, you have to. Person has to be born, so you have to make a human being out of this. Alright, so we did our little Musar break during our Lamda Shashir. Occasionally during Musar Shiur, we have a Lamda Shashir break, so it's mutter on both ends. So it would appear as follows that by Kedushin, the status of the Kedushin is different than the status of the Aver. By the Kedushin, all we care about is the Maisa. Was there a Maisa Kedushin done to the Isha? That's what concerns us. The Maisa Kedushin. Mashenken l'gabi the Aveira. Anu danamoides ha-gavra. Did the Gavra do the Aveira? In other words, the fact that the Maisa relates back to him is not enough to consider him as if he was the one who committed the Aveira, committed the sin. We need that it can be considered as if he actually did the Maisa Aveira. It has to be Messiachis to the Gavra. Sheikhoshib kilo isasias maisa mitzido aide tzivui. It has to be considered that through his tzivui he did this maisa, and then he's mischayev and onesh. So for the Kedushin, you just need a maisa relating back to the Mishalech. For the Aveira, you need that the Gavra did the Aveira. You need more. You need that the Tzivui that he gave should be considered like it's his Maisa Aveira. Through the Tzivui, it's considered his Maisa Aveira. So, if that's correct, then we understand very well. First Teretz of Tosfos, even if Ein Shlichut Dvar Aveira, it's only be Mischayv in the Aveira, Kedushin Archal, because the first Teretz holds the Din Ein Shlichut Dvar Aveira is Lenin Siach Susel Agavra. That the Maisa Aveira doesn't relate to the previous Tzivui. If it doesn't relate to the Tzivui, then the Gavra didn't do the Aveira. So he's not Chayv Ba'onesh. But when we're done, all those, the Maisa Kedushin, Shapir Cho Ba'amaisa Shunasa Yibshlech, the Maisa relates back to the Mishalech. And therefore the Kedushin Archal. You need more of a siachsis to the Gavra for the Avera than for the Kedushin. For the Kedushin, all you need is that the Maisa relate back to the Mishalech, which it does, and therefore the Kedushin Archa. Mashenke, when it comes to the Avera, we need to be considered as if the Gavra actually did the Avera. And we say, Ein Shlich Hadvar Avera. No, we don't consider it as if he actually did the Avera through his Tzivui. Ravera, you need more. You need to, in order to be mechayiv somebody onesh, you need more than just being meichel kedushin. the second Torah tells no. The din en shlichut dvar avera is in the etzem ma'isa avera. That it's not considered the ma'isa of the mishalech. It's considered the ma'isa shliach. The whole thing is the ma'isa shliach. If the whole thing is the ma'isa shliach, then not only did the mishalech not do the avera, but did the kedushin are batal. That's the second teretz. So the sma in Simon Kuf Pei Bey, Sif Katan Beis, explains that the gather of Ein Shlich Dvar Aveira is that the Mishalech thought that Shlich wouldn't listen to him. Divrei Arav, V'divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishomen. That's pshat, Ein Shlich Dvar Aveira. You know, says the Sma, why Ein Shlich Dvar Aveira? Because Divrei Arav, when the rabbi tells you something and the Talmud tells you something, listen to the rabbi. Divrei Arav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaimin. So therefore the Mishalech didn't think the Shlich would listen to him, and he doesn't get the Aveira. See, Achronim asked from the first Teretz of Tosfos. First Teretz of Tosfos holds that even if Ein Shlich Dvar Aveira, the Kedushin are Chal. But according to the Sma, why should the Kedushin be Chal? He didn't think he'd listen to him. If he didn't listen to him, he didn't want the Kedushin. So how did the Kedushin chal if he didn't think the guy would listen to him? The Shlich would listen to him. Kach ikshu achronim al asma. So in order to be matar, it's the sma. Tavzog and azoy. That the svar of the sma is not shebedvar aveira lo abe shliach klal. It's not pshat that if it's a dvar aveira it's nishkin shliach because the tzivui is not considered a good sivui because he thought he wouldn't listen to him because the mishalech thought the shliach wouldn't listen to him. No, it's definitely a sivui. And the maisa that he did with sivui shem mishalech belongs to the mishalech. It's mesiaches to the mishalech. The svar of the smai is that he didn't think he'd listen to the guy by the second din of shlichus. Shebilchus shlichus chashish asim yikodem asiyah shel sivui. The original sivui he gave is his asiyah. The Mishalech did an asiya with his tzivui. And then when the Mishalech afterwards did the Maisa based on the tzivui of the Mishalech, it's the Mishalech's Maisa. It's Mishalech's back to the Gavra. There we say, no, he thought he wouldn't listen to him. Because in order to be considered that the Gavra did the Maisa, we require the Bishas at tzivui, selikten them, they say in the yeshivas, yemunach, in order to be considered that Gavra did the Maisa, we require that Bishas had Tzivui, it's encapsulated in the Tzivui that the Shaliach will do the Tzivui of the Mishalech. And since he doesn't expect him to listen to him, it doesn't work. He didn't think he'd listen to him. So the Tzivui doesn't have within it the Maisa Avera. If the tzivui doesn't have within the Maisa Aveira, it doesn't relate back to the Mishalech. So now, Farenfurt, the first Teretz of Tosis, we understand that we have Farenfurt the Kasha and the Sma from the first Teretz of Tosis. Enachinam ein shlich dvar aveira, because in his tzivui was not munach the Maisa Aveira, because he didn't think he'd listen to him. But Kedushin Achal, because as far as that, the Sma's modeh, that the Maisa relates back to the Mishalech. The Tzivui was a Tzivui, and therefore the Maisa relates back to the Mishalech and the Yushan Archal. The only thing is you can't say that encapsulated within this Maisa was an Aveira. This Tzivui had within it an Aveira. Why can't you say that? Because he didn't think he'd listen to him. Again, in order for it to be an Aveira, you need more. You need that it relate to the Gavra. It needs to be as if the Gavra actually did the Maisa. And you can't say the Gavra actually did the Maisa if the Gavra didn't expect the Shaliach to listen to him. So this Tzivui doesn't have a Maisa Aveira in it, so it doesn't the Shaliach doesn't get the Maisa Aveira. But as far as the Maisa itself being Mishalech to the Mishalech, it's Mishalech back to the Mishalech. Because it's considered a Tzivui. It's not considered Arkadei Kachat Tzivui that has within it a Maisa Aveira, but it's considered a Tzivui. So in order for the Maisa to relate back to him, all we need to have is a Tzivui to the Mishalech. But in order for it to be a mitzvah, a maisa aveira, it has to have with it the actual aveira. And if he didn't think he'd listen to him, that far we don't go. So the maisa's mesiach is back to the mishaleach, but we don't consider it as if he actually did the aveira. And that would explain the sma. And we find a similar idea in Tosis and Bava Kamma on page 22b, Dibur HaMaschil Chitzov D'Cheresh Hen. That there, it's the Gemara says that if you hold Isho Mishum Chitzov, that fire is like your arrows, it's understood that when you give your Be'ira, if you give a fire to a Cheresh, you're Pater. Because the Eish, the fire, are the chitzim of the cheresh. And then that the re-asked, whoa. If mesira lecheresh is considered kimeniach isho beruach mitsuya, if giving over the fire to a cheresh is considered like putting your fire in a common wind, and it's common that the Eish is going to be mazik, so then even according to Rabbi Yochanan, you should be mechayev somebody who's moiser biyadov. Who's Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan is an isho mishum chitzav. So if you hold that giving it to the cheresh is a ruach mitzuya, then Rabbi Yochanan holds isho mishum chitzav, you should also be mechayev the meiser. And if it's not, considered a ruach mitzuya to give it to the shayta, to a cheresh, excuse me. Same level of lack of das. And if it's not considered like a ruach mitzuya, then even according to the Reish Lakish, who holds that your fire, you're obligated on your fire because it's mimono, you shouldn't be chayiv. Because ledivrei hakol, you're not chayiv on eish unless it could be mazik ruach mitzuya. So what's the Gemara saying when it says, all right, I understand according to Rabbi Yochanan, but how does it work according to Reish Lakish? Is it a ruach mitzuya or is it not? And however you spin it, it should be for work for both. Either it's a kash on both or not a kash on both. But how do you say no? It's good according to Rabbi Yochanan, not according to Reish Lakish. So in this Tosis answers, "Omer Reed, Elamad, Omer Reishem Mishum Chitzav Ulo Mechayev Ela Be'esh Yochol Ahazik Ruach Mitzuya Arbe V'Korev Levadei Hezek." No, if you hold Ishom Mishum Chitzav, that fire is your arrows. You're only Mechayev if the Eish can be Mazik Ruach Mitzuya Arbe. If the Eish can be Mazik in a very common wind. V'karov levadai hezek, and it's almost definitely going to be mazik, and therefore lo dami lechitzav, and therefore you can't compare it to arrows, because the arrows belong to the cheresh. Klomar lemadi amar isho mishum chitzav kedei sheyechashev chitzav tzirch shuchal eish lazik b'ruach mitzuya arbei shekarov levadai sheyavo hezek al yidei eish zo kein chetz. שקרוב לוודאי שיבוא הזק על ידו. ועל כן, במוסר אישו לחרש, שאינו קרוב לוודאי שיבוא הזק על ידי החרש, אינו חשוב חיצב. וממילא, האש מתייחסת לחרש, וחיצב הם. It's not almost definite when you give to the חרש that he make fire. So since it's not definite that he make fire, it's not your fire, and you are not חייב, the חרש is חייב. אבל למען דיאמר ממשיכים תוספות משום ממונו אף על גב דלא מזומן כולי היי מחייב. למען דיאמר אישו משום ממונו אין צריך שיוכל להזיק ברוח שמצויה הרבה, כן שחייב במסר שרו קשור כראוי לחרש, שחייב משום שדרכו לנתק מקשירתו על ידי המעשר של החרש, אף שנעזה קורו לוודאי כחץ. ועל כן שאלה הגמרא, מדוע אינו חייב באש זו? So according to אישו משום המונו, it doesn't have to be קרוב לוודאי that it happened. Only maybe that it happened. So therefore, when you give the fire, if you hold אישו משום חיציו, and you give it to the חרש, so it's not קרוב לוודאי, so it's going to be the חרש's fire. You're not going to be responsible. But when you give it, but if you hold משום המונו, then you are going to be responsible. Because you don't need קרוב לוודאי. ולכאורה איפך מסתברה הפוך על הפוך, מה אתה מדבר? שהרי למה זה אמר אישו משום חיציו הוא מתחייב משום אדם המזיק, ובאדם המזיק חייב אפילו ברוח שאינה מצויה, כמו שאמרו תוספות להלן בדף חב זין עמוד ב' אמרו התחיל ושמואל אמר באפל השנו. ואילו למה זה אמר אישו משום ממונו, הרי מתחייב משום ממון המזיק, וממון המזיק חייב רק ברוח מצויה, ואין הוא מצויה פטור. יש לנו פה בומבה קשה על תוספות. That if you hold אישו משום חיצוב, so you're an אדם המזיק, that's your problem. אדם המזיק חייבים ברוח שאין הוא מצויה. We said, no, it has to be קרוב לוודאי that it's going to be מזיק. מה פתאום? Even ברוח שאין הוא מצויה חייב if it's an אדם המזיק, like we see in Tosfos. But if you hold a Tosfos later on, 27b, Divrei Masechta Shulchan Aruch Rafei Lashana. And if you hold Isha Shem Mono, you're Mischai Mishum Mamon HaMazik. Mamon HaMazik is even Ruach Mitzuya. You're going to be Chayev. And Eina Mitzuya is Pater. So you're more likely to be chayev when it comes to isho mishum chitzav. Isho mishum chitzav is mishum adam amazik. Adam amazik chayev min ruach b'ruach she'ena mitzuya. And here Tos saying fakert. Here Tos saying if you hold that it's mishum chitzav, so then it has to be karv levada, it's going to happen. It's the opposite of feel ruach she'ena mitzuya. And if you hold isho mishum mono, you're chayev al tzmam amazik. Mam amazik isn't chayev b'ruach she'ena mitzuya. Only ruach mitzuya. So he's less likely to be chayiv. That's the question. And yet we're saying, Tos saying the opposite. That by mom, by eish, by chitzav, he will be chayiv. That by chitzav, he'll be pater. And my mom, it'll be chayev. But chitzav is chayev even ruach she'ena mitzuya. And mom is only chayev, it's a ruach mitzuya. Ruach ve'ena mitzuya pater. So, Tos saying the opposite of what we know? So the explanation is pashut. Ve'en echinami. If he was an adam amazik, he'd be chayev even ruach she'ena mitzuya. But here the diyun is, if he's an Adam HaMazik Aydei Isha. And that, the Ri says, that in order that he should be an Adam HaMazik Aydei Isha, it has to be Munach B'Shas HaDlaka, that he is now doing this Asiya, that the Eish is going to be Mazik afterwards. And this is only Shayach, where it's a Ruach Mitzuya Harbe, V'Karav Levadei Sheyazik. In order that he should be considered Adam HaMazik through his fire, it has to be done when he's lighting the fire. He's doing now the Asiya. Then afterwards the Eish should be Mazik. And this is only Shayach if it's a Ruach Mitzuya Harbe. V'karav levada Eish Yazik. V'afte Eish Sheboer Chakach Havei Ma'asav. So you're right, the Eish that's burning afterwards is his Ma'isa. Excuse me. Ma'ashen Kein. למען דאמר אישו משום ממונו, ומסחי משום ממון המזיק, ושם לא בינן שהקרוב לוודאי, שיזיק אחר כך. כיוון מכל מקום, אחר כך מונו שמזיק ומסחי והוא עליה. So Mashenken, according to the Man Yomar, that Eish is Mishum Mamon, and he's Chayav Atzmon Hamazik, there we don't require that it should be Karvel Avada, that it should be Mazik. Because Sof Kol Sof, it's Mamon Hamazik. See, I don't need a Karvel Avada. So it's true that Adam Hamazik is Chayav even Ruach Shein Metsuya. But first you have to make sure the guy's an Adam Hamazik. And the question is, in our case, if he's an Adam Hamazik in Echinami, but in our case, is he considered an Adam Hamazik Aide Yisho? And the Ri holds that in order for him to be considered Adam Hamazik Aide Yisho, it has to be that when he's lighting the fire, it's already munach in his lighting, selikt. It is already encapsulated, encased within his lighting, that he's going to be mazik afterwards with this eish. And that's only if it's a ruach mitsuya harbe. Once a ruach mitsuya harbe, we're going to make him an adam mazik. But in order to put him in that category, it needs to be a ruach mitsuya harbe. Whereas when it comes to mamono, so as long as it's mamono, it's very cool. Even if the eish is a ruach mitsuya, is going to be chayiv. And therefore the Gemara says that Bishleima, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Chitzav, we understand why if you give it to the Cherishot and cut in your putter, because it's not Karv Levadai, so you're not another Mamazik. It's not considered when you lit this fire that in your original Hadlaka was the further damage that it did, because the Cherish isn't Karv Levadai, is going to cause damage. But according to the Man D'Amar Isha Mishum Mamono Reish Lakish, why you putter? It's matsui that it's going to be mazik, and it's your mama, so you should be chayav. Not karv levada, but it's matsui. So afterwards, when it does hezek, it's your mama and a mazik, you should be chayav. And so too here, in Ein Shlich Dvar Be'er, according to the Sma, it has to be that b'shas hatzivui yemunach b'zeh sha'idei zeh yaseh ma'aseh shliach d'la'acharkach. In order to get the Aveira, it has to be that in your tzivui is the ma'aseh shliach. And in Dvar Aveira, you hold that he's not going to listen to you, the tzivui doesn't have within it the ma'aseh mishal ha'shliach. The tzivui doesn't have in it that the shliach is necessarily going to do the ma'aseh. And therefore we don't consider it the ma'aseh of the mishalech. Because his tzivui didn't have a mice in it, because the shlech might not listen. And that's as far as the mice aveir is concerned, but we talked about the kedushin itself. The kedushin itself might be a different story. That the kedushin might, yes, be chal, because the mice relates back to him. It's not munach in his tzivui that it's actually going to be done, but when it's done, the mice does relate back to him, and therefore the kedushin might be chal. Okay, so this is a Rabbi Abba's Mahalach and Tosfos. There's a lot more to say on Tosfos, but I like just, you know, opening up people's minds. You think in this direction, that direction, you hear a lot, and you come to your own conclusions. So it's Mamish Gevaldik, and hopefully it will be Chozer Lishnos Perek Zeh, one of the most famous sugyas in Shas, and we should be Zoche Lilmo Du Lamed Lishmo B'Lasa L'Kaimus Kol Reis HaMotoros of Yehav Amen V'Amen Shalom Shalom Sweetest and most beloved friends. I want to thank Hashem for giving us the koch to learn with you. And it's a big, big schus and a big, big simcha. So thank you for listening, and maybe zocha to learn more together. Shalom, shalom.